So I am Youth Radio Pulpit at the Northwest University's Beehive Enterprise Development Center, and TBN in Africa are hosting the Pitch Your Business competition. And one of the top 20 finalists is Sibongile Mohadi. Hello, Sibongile, how you doing?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm doing fine and fabulous, thank you very much. So the reason why we're speaking to you is because your business idea, the Ukuhamba, is something that made the top 20. Firstly, I want to find out, are you already busy with the business, or is this still a business idea?
I'm already busy with the business, even though I'm at the office.
Okay, so tell me, what is it? What is Ukuhamba?
Okay, so Ukuhamba is actually an African word, meaning mobile team English. What we actually do, we actually leverage the digital technologies for faster, affordable, and sustainability of prosthetics and assistive devices for amputees and people that are living with physical disabilities. So it all actually started from a personal experience. I actually was booked for an appointment in one of the hospitals. Then that's where I actually witnessed how our people struggle to access prosthetic limbs. It actually never made sense for me to hear that our people have to wait for 5 years or more trying to access this, you know. So I thought, okay, maybe I can use my engineering background and see how best can I actually try to solve the problem, making use of water recyclable bottles, material that is easily accessible, and also using your advanced technologies such as your 3D printers, 3D scanners to actually produce cost-effective, lightweight, durable prosthetics for our amputees and those that are actually living with physical disabilities. So what sets us apart from others is that our prosthetics are actually customized, meaning that we don't just produce one size fit all, but we cater according to the client's specification and requirements. They actually come also in various colors that delights the user, meaning that an amputee can be able to overcome disability in a psychological level. And also, it shouldn't be a tool for a person to use to grasp or to hold, but it should be something that's very personal to a human being. So that's what we are all about as Ukuhamba.
So, is it specific limbs? Do you specialize in legs or hands or arms or anything like that, or anything?
Anything that has to do with physical disabilities. It's from your prosthetic sockets, you know, if
Yeah.
we wanted to mesh your skin color, if we want like to produce your food, even if it's your arm, your hand, your wheelchair covers, your braces, your splints, wheelchairs, repairs, anything that has to do with physical amputees, even the liners, you know,
Yeah.
because sometimes others will prefer like your silicone liners, we actually do it. Then the
So now you
rest, I
put it
think it's
on. What
history.
was it, a leg? Or what was the first one?
So the first one was the above the knee leg. So it means like it's the entire leg.
All right. So now you've got you making this prosthesis now, and you're putting it on the leg. It must make you feel so good to see someone put this thing on and using it, and it works.
It is fulfilling. I mean, that's a great feeling for everyone, hey, because after all, you can imagine that. Sometimes others, when they have limited access to mobility, they tend not to actually have access to employment, neither education. So imagine if you are able to, you know, give a hand. You know, that's why we say our motto, giving you a hand, meaning that we don't just produce a hand, but we are also saying we are walking the journey with you. We are here to actually hold your hand, and we are here to give you a hand. So it is a great feeling, especially for kids. You know, you can imagine kids also have dreams. You know, they want to be dancers, musicians. And they also want to be active in economic participations, but they also tend to be limited due to all this limited access to mobility. But then, if one person is able to have a hand or an arm and he or she's able to walk again, that puts a smile on an individual's face. So I
And
think that's what keeps us going, you know, because it is
exactly.
fulfilling after all.
And it'll never be boring, because every single time you'll have someone else with a new set of challenges. So every
So
single
true.
person to you must be an interesting riddle to solve to make it work.
Absolutely, you know, because at first, you know, I think the other thing was when we didn't have like a 3D scanner, you would have to take like measurements manually as well. And then after some time, you need to go back and do the modification, refining, and all that. But now, being ahead as well in terms of the technology, it makes it easier. So I think also the other thing is our people, they also don't get enough counseling, that you can also imagine. And obviously, when you come to a person and trying to speak up to them, they are not like, you know, easily approachable. And it's also like a challenge. But when you actually meet up with kids, kids are always bubbly, you know. So you can just imagine that, and you will be like, and oftentimes it even makes you feel emotional as a person, you know, to say that, but this child is so smart. Why doesn't he has, you know, access to mobility and whatnot? But now we are not there to actually question that, but we're just saying we are here to actually try to solve the problem, you know, the best way that we can. And obviously, like, what also like makes us more exciting is that we also get to sit down with the user and also understand their daily activities, you know, and also their preferences, because that's a crucial thing. I think for us, I'm looking at your public sectors and all these other guys, when they just produce the standards one, they just do it for the sake of you just need your leg, you just need your arm, you know. It's not a thing that with this arm or leg suits morning, despite of my income, you know, because that's the other problem that we're actually trying to actually solve. And these are the gaps that we're trying to actually bridge, you know, because people that actually have the ones that are more advanced, lightweight and whatever, it's people that are able to afford, people that have medical aids, you know, people that are actually employed. And it's not about those who don't, because sometimes you find other kids are actually born with limb losses. So how, what do you do in such instance?
And especially then you need a new one as they grow, they need a new one, and it's the same expense every single time. Simos, tell me quickly, how did you get involved with Pitch Your Business? Because you're already busy doing business. So why and how did you get involved?
I actually saw this opportunity, I think, via social media. Then I was like, okay, let me seize the opportunity. That's how we actually seize the opportunities. And then also the other thing is, I guess also it has to do with exposure. We need exposure as well as Uhamba, and also in terms of marketing, because that has never been our biggest strength at this moment, because we are more technical people than, you know, social and sales people. And then we also believe though that our product actually sells itself. But yeah, we do believe that with exposure we can go more further than where we are currently.
All right, so they're teaching you how to have a business plan and how to identify your market and all that kind of things. What in everything that they've taught you so far was something that you didn't know that you can now do?
Okay, I think also like pitching your business, it actually differs as well, you know, because it also we need to look at who what are they actually looking for, because we have different funders, different investors as well, you know. So for us as well, it was more of soft skills, but soft skills that actually also helps or strengthen us within the organization itself, because you cannot just produce but not being able to actually present your business to different stakeholders.
That's a science sometimes to sort of adapt to whoever is before you to identify exactly what they need to hear for them to buy into your product so that you can go bigger. I mean, you've started out, how long have you guys been going then?
2023, I think, just after COVID.
So that's 2 years already that you've been going. That says a lot going on. I mean, starting a business, lots of people start business and 6 months later they finished. And you've already been going for quite some time. And now you want to go bigger now. So if people want to connect with you guys, if they want to, are you on social media and those places, or how do they connect with you?
Okay, so currently we are actually doing like direct sales. And also like being available via WhatsApp, cell phone. We are not available on social media. We're still working on that and getting back on social media. So
We
that's what
better
we're
get you
saying.
back. That's where everybody is. You must make all kinds of little video keys and TikToks and stuff of people walking with
That's
your
why we were
stuff.
saying,
And
that's why we were saying like marketing has never been like our strongest
I
strength, you know,
see.
admitted that from the word go, you know, but we do feel that there is a need. That's why we also took part in such programs, you know, because like I'm saying, there's no use for you to actually be good in building, but not being able to tell the next person about your business. What do you do? What's your story? You know, so these are some of the things that we're able to actually go through and learn while we're still part of the top 20 finalists and all that.
Yeah, you top 20 now. So you said there is a WhatsApp number. If people want to contact you, what's that number? And say it slowly.
It's 077-7721-8062. It's 077-7721-8062. 218062.
There you have it. Sibongile, I'm hoping that you guys are going to do awesome work. You're doing something very important because people are suffering and then they don't have money to do something about it. And you cared enough and you used what God has given you, your degree that you've got, your logic thinking, your problem solving. You're using all of that to help real people do life better. So you're doing a good work. And I pray that it'll be successful and that you'll get lots of marketing and you win competitions like this and people hear about you and that you get many, many, many investors. Okay.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Radio Pulpit, for the platform.
Okay, people, we're going to wait for them. We're going to encourage them to get their own social so we can follow them. Ukuhamba, that's the business name, Ukuhamba, to move. So, Sibongile,
Yes.
thank you very much for speaking to us. It was only our privilege.
Thank you so much for hosting us.